What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. So right now it is 2:49 p.m. and it is 9th of January of 2019 here in Brandon, Manitoba, aka Canada. Yo, today I'm gonna ruffle some feathers, yo, cause you know how I am. I just keep it real all the time, and this has to be said. So there's this one page that I do follow on Instagram, and it's called Black Enterprise, and they made a list that was made up by a woman. Her Instagram handle is Risha Grant. I'll leave the link in the bio so y'all could read the entire article. And so she's basically talking about things white people don't like when black people say or do. And I'm convinced that y'all motherfuckers real life do not take into consideration what black people have been going through for the past how many years. But I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm just gonna go list by list and talk about exactly how I feel about these things and how I know other black people feel, because I mean, I'm black. But anyways, let's get right into this shit. And y'all know I had to get that rosé. So the first thing that caught my attention, like it's just listed, but it's not in any particular order. And remember, this list is conspired of more than one person's thoughts. I'm pretty sure it's more than just one person saying. I just think these are the favorites or the most talked about. So the first thing is speaking as if they are uneducated. And I'm not talking about accents, but refusing to speak correctly or poor grammar. What? So y'all don't like it when black people speak uneducated or with poor grammar. First of all, I'm appalled, bruh, because y'all gotta realize that we do talk differently than how y'all do talk. But at the same time, how are you gonna say that you don't like it when we talk like that? Like, we are educated, and sounding educated makes no sense. Like, saying, like, a whole bunch of big words, and y'all don't even know what the fuck he's saying. That doesn't mean he's educated. And y'all, and English isn't the one and only language, too. Like, y'all... That shit, when I saw it, that shit really baffled me, because we talk slang. Yes, I'm not gonna front, cause I talk it all the time too. I'm still talking it to this day, and I'm pretty damn educated. And y'all, that shit just baffles me how y'all think that we should speak like how you guys speak. No, bro, we come from different places, and we speak to each other just like how we'll be able to like get our point across as faster. Communication, that's what communication is, right? I don't know, man. Alright, but anyways. Number two. It seemed like African Americans never use a crosswalk, even if it's in plain sight. Now, I'm from LA, and I'm pretty damn sure I see Mexicans, white people, Asian people, Indian people, all the fucking time, crossing the street without a crosswalk, so... Why the fuck is y'all just pinpointing that shit to us? Like, and let me tell you this right now. If I'm over here and the next crosswalk isn't until 3,000 feet away from me, you know damn well I'm not taking that shit. When there's no cars coming, I'm across the street. Like that. Y'all motherfuckers wild out here. Like, y'all are real life wild for saying that we don't use a crosswalk. What? Y'all, everybody doesn't use a crosswalk. Countless people don't use a crosswalk. So, but then again, y'all just want to make complaints about anything. I'm just saying. And anyways, number three, it really irritates me that y'all could dance so much better than me. Really? Y'all worried about because I dance better than y'all that y'all don't like that shit? What does that have to do with anything? What does that literally have to do with anything? Go practice. If y'all want to dance better, y'all can go practice. We practice that shit. That's the reason why we dance better than y'all. Or we don't practice it. We just do it so often that it just comes natural. Maybe if y'all were happy with the music y'all listen to, y'all would be dancing like how we dance. Like, what? We be creating dances and then y'all get mad at us? Wild. I like this one a lot. Don't assume all white people support Trump. Or all white people are not the same, basically. I totally agree with that. 100%. Not all white people support Donald Trump. But guess what? It's most of y'all niggas that put that nigga in position in the first place. Well, it's most of y'all niggas who voted for him that's the reason why he's up in the first place. Because I'm pretty sure when you go on TV and you watch all those rallies, what do you see? Mostly white people. And if, I'm pretty sure if I were to look up right now, all, like, based off of gender, a bit, not based off of gender, based off of race, who voted for Donald Trump more? Majority carries the vote. Have y'all never heard of that? And if you know you ain't part of it, just say it. Like, oh, I didn't support Donald Trump. I'm like, okay, then you're clear. But only people who secretly do support him, 100%, will be complaining about that. Cause like you could easily just like if you don't apply to that, you won't be offended. Like if someone says, oh, if someone came up and told me, oh, you support Donald Trump, I'm like, okay, cause I know damn well I don't. Why would you? That's just sad, though, in my opinion. I'm sorry. But yeah, like I said, not all white people are definitely not the same. I'm literally in a relationship with a white girl right now. I never thought that would be the case, but hey, shit happens. Love you, baby. But like, yeah, like that doesn't make sense to me at all. That y'all would, I bet there are some black people that think that all white people are the same. I really do believe that wholeheartedly. That there are people. I don't think so, obviously, but I do know for sure that there are other black people that think that all white people are the same. And it's not, that's not cool. Like, that's probably the reason why I'm making this video. And for y'all who say that all white people are the same, guess what? It's just generalization. Because me, usually when I'm talking about when black people, because yes, I do talk shit about black people because we do be doing some ignorant stuff. When I be talking about us, I say all y'all niggas. Well, not all y'all niggas. I call everybody nigga. But still, when I'm talking about black people, I'm like, all y'all black people, y'all got to do this, this, and this. Or when I'm talking about females in general, or when I'm talking about guys in general, y'all be taking offense to, y'all say that we sensitive, y'all be taking offense to what we be saying more than us. I'm like, I guarantee that. No type of cap. Number 5, white people have to walk on eggshells because black people are overly sensitive. Or the ones that make any non-black race feel like a dog for what their ancestors may or may not have done during slavery. I was just talking about sensitivity. I'm pretty sure if your race had to endure 200 plus years of brute slavery and y'all are being shown that shit every day on the news when you go to school learning about black history and when we witness this every day, I'm pretty sure I'd be upset. I'm pretty sure y'all would be upset at black people too if y'all were in our shoes. No type of cap. Because guess what? We do experience black and white inequality almost every day. I don't experience every day. I take that back. I do experience it every day, even here in Canada. Y'all, what do you mean you guys have to walk on eggshells? I really want to understand how y'all have to walk on eggshells when it comes to... Like, if you have to walk on eggshells, that means you're already guilty about something. Like, and but then again, let me play devil's advocate. I do understand what some of you guys say, but there are black people who, when they see a white person, they want to blame everything on race. So I do understand that, but that's not how it usually is, especially at work, because this list was designated for people of the workplace. So I don't think. I don't know, player. Y'all looking raunchy right now. Because that's... And guess what? in a like black equality, it didn't happen. It just happened like about 50 to 60 years ago. There are still plenty full of people who experienced that who are still alive and are teaching that shit to us. So you think that they're like, oh well, we couldn't vote or anything like that, or oh well, we couldn't drink in like white water fountains or anything like that, but it's okay. Do y'all really think that that's how they're teaching us? Because if not, then that answers your question right there as well. This equality shit just barely started happening. And also, y'all gotta realize that it's still trash. Because I'm pretty, because since y'all always want to say all lives matters and all that shit, guess what? I don't remember the last time I witnessed a white man being shot by a cop on TV or on all over social media. I don't remember the last time this happened. But I do remember the last time where a whole bunch of niggas got shot or killed on TV and shit didn't happen to them. Plenty full. If you want, I'll write down a list for y'all. That's not a joke, by the way. Okay, this, I agree with y'all. No type of cap. I'm not gonna argue it. I do believe in this. In my profession of being a school teacher, more times than not, black kids go straight to fighting instead of talking it out in any type of situation, in any type of fighting situation. No cap, I do believe that 100%. Like, and that has to do with the number seven. Black adults tell their kids to man up. I mean, I was literally just talking about this, like how many months, like if not a month ago or a couple months ago, that we adults teach our young kids that they need to be a man, or that they need to like they need to suppress their feelings. Because I mean that's part of the whole black adults tell their kids to man up shit. It's like basically suppress your feelings, don't cry, don't be a pussy, all that shit. I was literally just talking about this, and it's true. I don't know what part of being a man it has to do with suppressing your feelings, because that shit just leads to other psychological problems. Like honestly, like I said in my other video, I don't know if it was, I don't even know if it was a podcast or an Instagram video, to be honest. But what, like I said on there, we have to change that cycle. We have to be teaching our kids that we need to teach our kid we need to teach the kids differently. It's okay to show your feelings. It's okay to express yourself. It's okay to cry, but it's not okay to fight. It's never okay to fight, ever, 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 unless you have to defend yourself. It's never okay to fight. Like starting a fight or any of that shit is never okay. Y'all right, but y'all can't blame us. Beeline to other black people's face when they walk into a room. This is really, it's true, but why do y'all hate that? Like, I really don't understand why do y'all hate that. And for all those that don't know what that means, it's basically when a black person walks into a room and they look straight and they look around, they see a black guy, and once they're like more relieved to see black people than other people. Duh. Duh. Like, if you walked into a room full of black people and then you saw a white guy, wouldn't you do the same? Or for the Mexicans, if you walked in a room full of black people and then you saw a Mexican dude, wouldn't you feel the same? Like, you have to, like, first things first, family. Like, no matter if I don't know that person, I can still relate to them because they have the same colors. They have the same skin color as me. Because for all y'all who say that y'all don't see color, y'all are trash. Y'all are trash, but I'm not gonna get into that. Y'all telling me that if you didn't go into a brand new job and then like y'all just see different type, like what? You're gonna automatically wanna go relate to somebody who has the same skin color as you in some type of way. And sometimes it don't even work. Sometimes a nigga be like, man, fuck out of here, weirdo. Who knows? Second part of that is the second part of the two part number eight. Second part of that, organizations that are preface black. as in when organizations have, oh, the Black Nurses Association or the Black Teacher Association or the Black Gamers Association. What's already in this world, people look at Black people differently. Always. Like, literally the first time that I went into a liquor store in Canada, one of the clerks, she kept like watching behind me and asking if I need any help, and so did all the other clerks there. And then my girlfriend, she told me, yo, I've never come in here and they've never asked me if I need any help or anything like that ever. Like it says, like I said earlier, I know that not all white people are the same, but that should happen to me more often than not. And then when y'all say we paranoid, it's not because we're paranoid, because that shit happens. And yes, I know that does have to do with, obviously, the way how we're portrayed on TV. And shit, that does happen. But guess what? That shit always happens to every other race, too. White people, that shit happens too. Black people, that shit happens too. But anyways, I'm sidetracking. Point is, if there's a way that we could feel more like home with each other, and then we like then why get mad? Why get mad about that? And I get it, because on the article it does say that because you guys are so exclusively to color, that's the reason why there's division, and also that's we can't it's harder for us to network with you guys and all that stuff. And well, because we don't want to fuck with y'all. Sorry about that. No, I'm joking. I get it, but at the end of the day, there's always been Black Student Union. There's always been some type of, yeah, there's always been, first of all, there's a fucking, y'all gave us literally Black History Month. So how can y'all not want us to be divided? Or how can y'all not want us to be exclusive or any of that shit? What? And I go back to the whole water fountain shit, bro. Just about 50 to 60 years ago, we weren't able to drink the same water fountain as y'all. So y'all can't tell me that we can't be doing that shit. It don't matter. And then y'all say that it's harder to be friends with Black people in the office because they may be influenced by other Black people and their peers. They ain't your real friends. I ain't gonna, or they ain't trying to fuck with you. Or if they try to fuck with you, how about you just go and tell them? I mean, that shit happens. Same shit happens with white people. There could be without one white dude that he fucks with you, but then all the other white dudes, they don't fuck with you. That shit happens. It happens both ways. But y'all don't act like, y'all are real life acting like it's this exclusive to Black people. That happens to every race. Like I said, y'all real life acting like we just be doing shit by ourselves. That happens to every race. This one, I agree with y'all. This one, this one's pretty funny. When it's time for y'all, when it's time for us to follow through with something, it usually doesn't happen unless we get reminded multiple. No, not even get reminded multiple times. No. This was looking true. When usually you have the Black friends who follow through with something and it never, and sometimes it doesn't happen. I'm not gonna say never because it usually does happen, but niggas, we gotta do better. We gotta do better because that is true. We do be working, first of all, we do be working on nigga time, or as we Creole people they call them, we do work on Black man time. But yeah, That is facts. Niggas do be doing that shit a lot, and I'm just as guilty of it. And that shit happens to me sometimes too. I ain't gonna front. But niggas, we gotta do better, honestly, with that shit.
True. We really gotta do better.
And this one, this last one that I wrote down, it really does. It's literally the same thing as number five. Which is, number five is why people have to walk on eggshells. And it's talks turn to inequality with white too, and it relates to white privilege. Well, like I said, it is. That shit is totally correct. It's scientific facts, bro. I'm gonna give you an example. A black man and a white man, they both ask for a mortgage on a house. And they both have same credit score and same vehicle history and all that stuff. Everything's basically on paper is identical. But the black man got a higher interest rate. Scientists say that's more often to happen than not. The fact that that shit just happens even 10% of the time is despicable. Let alone that shit happens more than it doesn't. So, if that doesn't answer your question, I don't know what else to say. But thank you, Risha Grant, for that information, because I honestly enjoyed reading the article, because I know that that's just your guys' opinions. And everybody is entitled to their opinion. But if you look at it from our point of view, then y'all niggas wouldn't be thinking like that. But what do I know? But yeah, so like I did say earlier, there would be a part two of this podcast. And that probably be posted maybe on Friday or Saturday. I don't know. And that's just why we're going to... It's just like literally backwards. Things black people don't like when white people say. You know what I'm saying? It's only right. It's only right because, I mean, most of this list is bullshit, in my honest opinion. But I don't know, player. But anyways, thank you for entering into the nigger room. This is your B, and we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.